This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Chris Switz with you today. I wonder if you remember the swinging 60s, as it was called. I certainly do, and it was really an interesting decade. Much about the 1960s was very distinctive. Music was distinctive. And one of the well-known singers of that time was a lady called Helen Shapiro. And she found stardom at the tender age of 14, actually. But did you know by the age of 19, Helen Shapiro had sold millions of records, and in fact, one point, she was bigger than the Beatles. And probably, if you know that era and listen to music at that time, she's best remembered for the hit song Walkin' Back to Happiness. And during her long career, Helen Shapiro has made countless appearances and has become a respected jazz singer. But there's something a little bit further that I'd like to talk to you about today, because something very unusual happened in the life of Helen Shapiro back in 1987. And it was that day in that year, 1987, that she gave her life to Jesus Christ. Helen Shapiro had been brought up in the Jewish faith in a traditional Jewish home in East London. And telling some of the events of her life, you can read about that on the internet, she said that there was never a time when she didn't believe in God. But as a teenage star, she said her life changed. This is what she said. All the excitement of making records and touring put spiritual things right out of my mind. I never did drugs, she said, but I was interested in mediums and clairvoyance, and I even went to some of their meetings. Well, at age 40, Helen's life was very empty, apparently, and she faced a crisis within herself. She actually didn't believe in anything, didn't believe in God. And one day she spent time with Bob and his wife. Now, Bob was her musical director. And Bob and his wife were active Christians, and they shared with Helen what Jesus meant to them. Now, she was very surprised when Bob told her that he was going to give up his career in the music business and become a full-time preacher. Now, she said, "I was impressed by the conviction, his conviction, and I couldn't get out of my mind. I only knew Jesus as an historical figure. Could he be more than that?" And so Helen asked Jesus to show her if he really was the Messiah. And she said that in the next few days she kept bumping into people who were connected to Jesus, and there were books about Jesus everywhere she went. She was given a book to read, and she found verses of Scripture. And in the book, the Scriptures told about the coming Jesus. So she bought a copy of the Bible, and this is what she said. "Jesus came out of the pages at me, and I was drawn to him like a magnet. I was cross-referencing the Old and New Testaments, and everything pointed to Jesus being the Jewish Messiah. And by the time she'd read the four Gospels, she was certain that Jesus fulfilled every prophecy made about the Messiah." So it was January, 26th of January 1987, that Helen Shapiro asked Jesus into her life. It was 10:30 at night, actually. She was born again, as we say, and some of her friends were very sceptical. But her mother, she also made a commitment to Jesus about 6 months later, and she says the gospel is for everyone. Now today, Helen Shapiro spends a lot of her time sharing the gospel in music, and when asked if she missed show business, she says, "I love the music, especially jazz, but not the showbiz part of life." She said, "This is the direction that God has given me. It's the most satisfying and fulfilling thing. I'm doing as Jesus commanded, to go and make disciples, to tell people the good news of salvation through the Messiah Jesus." She said there's nothing better than that. Now that's a remarkable story. She released a Christian album called The Pearl a few years back and has written an autobiography called Walking Back to Happiness that came out in 1993. So I thought you'd be interested in that wonderful testimony experience of Helen Shapiro. Well, Lord, we know that your world is so diverse. People praise you in all sorts of ways. People like Helen Shapiro, Lord, jazz singer and show business personality. People, Lord, of all persuasions have given their lives to you. So we praise you and we want to extend, Lord, our love to you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.